Noonan, Sharpsburg, Franklin.
Moving is a big decision. Selling or buying a home in any market, but especially today's, can raise a lot of questions. Hi, I'm Amy with Killingsworth Realty. My husband Todd and I serve the Coweta and local area. Our purpose at our first meeting is to learn your goals, answer questions, and provide resources so that you can make the best decision for you and your family. 678-525-0047 to schedule a free consultation today to discuss your real estate needs. You don't have to do this alone.
You're walking, shopping, or on your favorite trail. You get that feeling somebody's coming up on you. What do you do to be prepared in today's world? Hi, I'm Holly Reese. I'm the founder of Warrior Defenders. As a certified tactical self-defense instructor, I'm specializing in women's self-defense. All women of all ages have the ability to learn how to defend themselves effectively. With technical drills to build their survival skills, you can be your own hero. Classes and private seminars are available. Learn today to have a safer tomorrow. WarriorDefenders.com.
This is Margie from Connecting Hearts Network. I'd like you to take just a moment and listen to Linda Kirkpatrick explain to you what Family Patterns Matters is all about.
Family Patterns Matter works with youth and their families to help overcome barriers that prevent their success. We meet twice a month with mentoring, tutoring, teaching life skills, resilience, gratitude, and kindness. We also bring music and art therapy. Please visit our website at www.familypatternsmatter.org.
Hello. I'm Pina Payne with Contour Mortgage, and we're so excited. We have just moved to this new company, and we are located at 560 Noonan Crossing Bypass in Noonan next to Art and Jake's, and we have some great products. Our interest rates are better than any other companies, and we also have some great products with for the VA. We can do a better deal for you with fees than any other company. We have a lot of different kind of programs.
Shopping for insurance doesn't have to be stressful. I'm Christy, owner of Ellsworth Insurance, located here in Noonan, Georgia. We're an independent agency with access to multiple carriers for home, auto, life, health, and commercial insurance. We're your one-stop shop for your insurance needs. www.insurewithellsworth.com 770-755-7053. We look forward to meeting you soon.
It's now time for Heart to Heart Radio, presented by Connecting Hearts Network, connecting women to one another and resources. Now here's your host, Margie Conway.
Good morning. This is Margie Conway from Creative Hearts Studios, and this is the Connecting Hearts Network program. Today we are going to talk about October and what October is the national month of. There's all kinds of observances in here. And when I used to teach, I loved all the fun observances like National Hot Chocolate Day and all those things, because they add a lot of fun to it. So to do this today, I am being joined by Holly Reese, our local Warrior Defender. Hey,
hello.
Holly.
How are you doing today?
I'm making it through, so we'll get this done. But we want to talk a little bit of fun before we get into the serious part of it. October is, I'm going to just name some of them, but I want to get into a fun one or two before we get into the serious one. So it is ADHD Awareness Month, Blind Awareness Month, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And I do have a short thing to say about that is with our crew at the studio, we did the awesome bra decorating thing back in September. It was so much fun.
And
I'm
colorful.
Sorry you missed it.
the bras were beautiful and colorful. You have to check them out on Creative Heart Studios.
Yes, Facebook. But you can go to the LaGrange Museum of Art, and they will be on display starting next week. And on October 13th, they are having the opening reception for all the artists and anyone who would like to come. And so we are inviting you to come see our decorated bras for the Brossom, whatever it's called. And it is for breast cancer awareness. And in ours, we did them in memory or in honor of, but especially Amy Hamlin, who will be sharing her story this month. And we have some fun things down there for you to look at. So come join us for some of the fun stuff we do too, as well as the serious. It is. I'm trying to find some of the fun ones on this one. I guess it was just on the Girl Scout site I used to use. It is National Bullying Prevention Month, National Chiropractic Month, Dental Hygiene Month, Physical Therapy Month. Oh, there we are. It's National Pasta Month. I love pasta. How do you like yours?
Being part Italian, I love pasta.
What's your favorite?
Alfredo.
I liked Alfredo. I like to mix it up. I like all kinds. Haley will make us pasta with oven roasted tomatoes and feta cheese and olive oil and this Italian seasoning she cooks. Oh, it's great. Okay. It's so good, Ricky's even started eating them. It is National Pizza Month, so head on down to Pine Mountain and go to Fox's Pizza. It's hands down the best pizza you can get a hold of. I'm not telling Ricky it's National Seafood Month because we'll be out to eat every day. It is Popcorn Popping Month. I need to go to the movies. I hadn't been to the movies lately. What's the last good movie you saw?
Sound of Freedom was the last one I saw.
I didn't get to go see it because we had surgery going on in our family. But I wanted to. It'll be out soon. I'll get to see it on something streaming.
There's a lot of fun movies out there for this month, too. So it would be good to support the artist with that right now.
Yeah, that's true. Are they still on strike?
I think they're trying to end it.
Yeah, we need to support that. But, you know, the main thing that we support is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. You know, Holly and I are both survivors in different ways from that, and that is very dear to our hearts. So today we're going to spend most of our time talking about domestic violence awareness. Holly is our warrior defender. She is out there on the front lines, teaching people how to defend themselves and tell us just give us an overview about what you noticed going on lately.
Well, the people that I've been meeting and the concerns that are happening with people with domestic violence are family members trying to help other family members. And that's very heartbreaking for the family members trying to help. And for the people who feel trapped, they really can't believe what they're being told. And because they've got so much other brain gaslighting going on in their mind. And so the hardest thing is to try to get away. And a lot of women that I've met actually are homeless now because they have left. And to be honest, being homeless is easier than being in the situation.
I've spent a lot of time talking to someone over the last couple of weeks who has had it laid in their lap. I mean, they've had four different people who are close to them that they have become aware of that they're trying to figure out how to help. Mm-hmm. And they are coming up and coming to me with questions on how, why this and why that. And I'm not going to identify that person, just so if anybody listens, you don't know who I'm talking about. But this person has been calling me for the last couple of weeks, and there was one intense physical violence situation that she wanted to talk to the woman because the woman was not leaving. Mm-hmm. And she was asking me, why won't she just leave? If anybody did that to me, I would be out the door. One time, that's all it would take. There wouldn't be this two or three serious times and this couple of small times and things going on. So last night I did send her a copy of our, I can't even think straight today, people, but our wheel.
The wheel of abuse.
Yeah, the cycle of abuse. There we go. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm so out of it this morning. The cycle of abuse. And on the cycle of abuse, I don't have one in front of me, but I about memorized it growing up before I even knew it was actually a thing. Oh, good. Holly is so good. She pulls it right up in front of me. I love technology. And on violence, on power and control, first of all, domestic violence is all about power and control.
It's not always physical. There's so many levels and so many people are like, oh, I'm not in an abusive relationship, but really, if you feel like you're trapped anywhere, you are, and you need to talk to somebody.
Yes. A healthy relationship is one in which you have a voice. And if you don't have a voice, because it is always criticized, it is always put down, you're not allowed to say what you think. Your feelings are valid, whatever they are, for whatever reason. And if you're not allowed to react and to have that voice, then that is a relationship about power and control, and it is domestic violence. Mm-hmm. In the cycle of violence, it starts off with, this one's a little bit different, but it starts off with the abuse. And whatever happens, whether they are hitting you, whether they go off on you, whether they take a part off of your car, I've lived through that. Whether they do that, then it's going to be your fault, whatever you did. When we talk about it in our group that we have, I always say you burn the biscuits, because, you know, that's just a general thing. Technically, I never cook biscuits, so I can't burn them. But you burn the biscuits, so they're going to go off on you. And it's going to be your fault that it happened, no matter what it is. Mm-hmm. And then they'll apologize. They will bring gifts. They will be sorry that they did it. It will never happen again.
No.
You notice how we can easily say that together. And they will try to make it up to you in so many ways. I can't tell you how many times I received roses, how many mornings in my locked bedroom I woke up with presents on my bedside table of these little figurines that I used to like to collect that made them now creepy, and I don't want anything to do with them. So they will do what they can to make it up to you, and they'll never do it again. But then they start building their case for whatever reason, and then they start setting you up so that you're going to fail, so it's your fault, so they have to abuse you again, whether it's verbally or whether it is from physical violence. And that cycle goes on, and it can happen several times in one day. I grew up in some of that. Or it can cycle through months or years. But the truth is, if they do it once, they're going to do it again.
There's no ending to that cycle.
Right.
As much as you think that it will end, or they will change, or maybe this time will be different, it never really is. And there are some people that I have talked to that have said, well, they did actually change, and then 10 years later, they go back to what they used to be. So it's always still going to be there.
Right. I've only heard of two that's out of many, 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 many people. I've only heard of two that actually successfully changed and kept it up for the rest of the relationship or the rest of their life. Now, one of them, it wasn't a very, very long time until their life ended. So we don't know if they truly changed, but it appears that they did. And it's just two. And that's part of it, ladies. If they have to take responsibility and own for what they did, just like anybody else does. And if they take that responsibility, they will and decide that they're going to change, they need to go to counseling. They need to seek help somewhere, because this is abuse is a learned behavior, and it is, you either learn to take it or you learn to give it, and they have to figure out how to have healthy patterns to be able to stay out of abuse. They have to recognize the problem, go through it, then make the change. And in our Christian world, we talk about repentance, and repentance is not just stopping and saying, I'm sorry. Repentance is turning all the way around from it and doing completely different forever, not just for an episode.
Yeah, actions speak louder than
words.
Yes,
absolutely.
And I was asked the other day, because most of my classes, my self-defense classes, involve women who have already been traumatized.
Right.
And that's why it's a trauma-free environment. But they asked me, How many women are actually traumatized that come to your class? I mean, is there actually a group of women like that? And I'm like, yes, 1 in 3 women have experienced some type of abuse from
right.
a partner or a family member.
Right.
Or and that all is under the domestic violence and assault and trauma. And the numbers are staggering, and that's why it's so important to bring awareness to domestic violence in October. Yes, we have to bring awareness to a lot of things, But we need to be wearing purple and pink in October for all women. October should be Women's Empowerment Month. That right. is the time that we cheer for us, and others should cheer for what we struggle to go through. As women, we go through so many things that men never go through.
Absolutely.
And this gentleman was like wondering, because he does martial arts and things, like, how important actually is it? It's important for women to learn self-defense, but really, how many times, I asked him, how many times do you think about being sexually assaulted walking from the grocery store?
Right.
And he understood the answer then.
Right. And it is, you know, and when I was talking to this friend who was talking to me about different people, one excuse that the woman gave her for why he did this was because he only does it when he drinks. Well, if he only does it when he drinks, or if he is using any type of drugs, it is still in him. That is just freeing it to come out of him. Mm-hmm. So when he is not, you can't confront the abuse in the heat of the moment. That makes it worse. Your best bet is get away. Get yeah. to safety, get away. And then if you're going to try to talk to them because you think it's only when they drink or only when they do something else, then you need to talk to them in a safe space where you are safe. Don't go to the house and have a conversation because it can turn back quick. Mm-hmm. You need to be in a safe space and then talk to them about it. And if it's only when they drink, then they need to look for counseling. They need to stop drinking. And that, but they still have to confront what is in them that makes them do that, that comes out when they're drinking.
There's always a reason somebody acts the way they do.
Yes.
But we don't have to be exposed to the way they act because right. we care about that person. If you care about the person, want them to do better, but you're in danger, they need to do better on their own.
Right.
And you can be their cheering squad far away.
From a distance, right. Mm-hmm. And because you forgive someone for what they do, you don't forgive them and head back into that situation and allow them
so
to do
true.
It again. This friend is dealing with one of her family members who is in that situation, and she is trying to make other people in her family aware of what's going on because they're not seeing it in true light. At the same time, she has come across two that are from trauma environments. They're safe now, but they react. They're having trouble settling and getting things going. And I was having to tell her how to talk to those ladies.
Yeah. And you know, when you have a family dynamic
yeah.
and maybe they've convinced everybody else that you're crazy.
Right.
Narcissists have this ability to sweet talk their lives to make themselves look perfect. And it's a struggle for the woman to actually feel like there's anybody who's listening to her at
yeah.
this point. And we are talking about women mostly, but there are men who are involved
yes.
in domestic violence relationships, but the majority of them are women. And I think it's because a lot of the times men just don't report because they don't want to be
I
looked
agree.
At that way. But when you are trying to help a person who's in a situation, there are things that you can do to help them. But it's not easy for the person listening because they
right.
want to yank them out of the way. And there's so much in our minds when you're going through that,
right.
that you really don't feel you can leave. And a lot of people don't understand that. And a lot of the times when I do speaking engagements, I talk about, I know you don't understand why. And the biggest question that I get from people who have never been in is, why don't you leave?
Right.
And
I know Holly's fixing to go into some details from a presentation that she gives, and we're going to schedule that at the studio coming up soon
mm-hmm.
so that people who want to help their friends and family has a better idea of how to truly help them.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to jump in right there for a minute and tell you that there is an excellent book on understanding men called Why Does He Do That? By Lundy Bancroft. And it is from a counselor who has spent over 30 years, some of with incarcerated men, talking to men who were abusers and finding out what was their mindset and why they did that. And he will tell you almost to 100%, very few of them would say what they were doing was wrong. But reading this book or listening to it on an audiobook lets you get a better idea of what an abuser is thinking when they go through these things. And then there is documents that we can send you that her journey. If you go to abuserecovery.org, there are sections of documents you can read. And one of them is 50 Reasons Why She Stays. And it's everything from the kids to financial reasons, to safety, to feeling that you can't make it on your own. I know I was in a relationship for a while, and I've been talking to my daughter a lot lately about it. She says the biggest thing she remembers is her dad. She came home, her dad was gone, and I was locked in the bathroom, and I had thrown a lamp at him. And I was locked in the bathroom to make sure he wasn't coming back home after I threw the lamp at him. And I would break things to scare anybody off. There was nobody going to physically assault me because I'd seen that my whole life, and that was not going to happen. But I would always say, he wasn't as bad as my dad, mm-hmm. you know? And it's not that some abuse is better than a lot of abuse, or verbal abuse is better than physical abuse. Physical abuse leaves scars and bruises, and we can see that and we acknowledge that as abuse. But emotional and verbal and psychological abuse leaves much deeper scars that's much harder to get past. And so that is some of the reasons why they don't leave. I know my family thought I was mean because I would have a fit, but I would have this quiet voice in my ear saying all these things where nobody else could hear it but me until I blew up. And then everybody would see me blow up.
And that actually is called reactive
right.
abuse, because you've taken so much that you explode. And that's when a lot of people are like, well, why did that woman do that to her boyfriend or her husband? Because that she has taken so much mm-hmm. that she can't take anymore, and it builds up, and yeah. then you explode. I mean, that happens to a lot of people who hold in stress, but
right.
when you are seeing the physical abuse on somebody, like bruises and things, there's already the psychological right. damage in the background
right.
that they've already dealt with. So once you've seen that they've been hurt, realize that those people now have this damage mentally in the background that they're going to have to heal from. The bruises heal a lot faster.
Absolutely. And it's with my mom. She went through a horrible physical abuse over and over, and she stayed, and she said, well, it was your daddy and you needed your daddy. And I'm like, no, children need one healthy parent more than they need two unhealthy parents.
They definitely need yeah. to be in a safe environment to learn how to break the cycle.
And that's one thing that people get mad at me for, but as growing up as a child in domestic abuse, mm-hmm. I'll tell them in a minute. One thing that we have on our one of the charts that we have, it has all these different types of abuse you can go through, and it even has animal in there, but it doesn't have child on that chart. And one reason it doesn't is because any time a child is present for any type of abuse that you're going through, that child is a victim of child abuse. You know, they are living through that with you, whether they're ever touched or yelled at or anything. They are a victim of that child abuse. And yes, they do have to heal from it and be able to confront it. Now, that's one thing that we are both very verbal about. And everybody knows I wasn't for 50 years, but now I tell everybody everything is, and it tells you in the Bible, that anything done in the darkness will come into the light. You have to shed light on it. Our very first lesson in her journey is behind closed doors.
Yep.
And that's because we're all good at putting our masks on. We're all good at sweeping it under the rug. We're all good at hiding behind something.
And for decades,
yes.
the environment and the relationships and families don't tell anybody daddy drinks, don't
yes.
tell anybody, you know, all of
yes.
this stuff. And so that was all emblemized in our society.
Yes.
So we have to break the silence to be able to get this out in the open, because
right.
these abusers can hide in the darkness because we get gaslighted and brainwashed to believe that they're not doing anything wrong and we're not supposed to say anything because it's bad. So all of this hiding and keeping it a secret, we need to have Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We need to have the awareness of people who are going through it. We need to break the silence.
Absolutely. Breaking that silence and bringing it into the light is healing for the people who are going through it. Mm-hmm. It's key into ending those cycles in families. I know mine was generational, and it's, but now, I have a great husband. Ricky is by far phenomenal husband. He would be a phenomenal housewife if he could cook a little bit better, but he is a phenomenal husband. And when I talk about domestic violence and everything, even in a magazine article and stuff, he's, make sure you tell people it's not me. And it is not Ricky. He does not have a bone in his body that would be abusive. And he does not understand any male that would be.
Yeah. And it's hard for good men to actually put their mindset to go, why did somebody do that?
Right. And he's a good man. Mm-hmm. And in my counseling group, when we were training as counselors and life coach, those men that were in that group were good men. And when I shared my story so blatantly, they were traumatized. They came forward and they would call and check on me almost daily. And truth of the matter was, I was better than I'd ever been before, but it had affected them because they don't think that way. And there are good men out there. So you need to look for them. There are good women out there. You need to look for them. Don't settle. But the whole point of that, besides letting you know Ricky was not abusive in any manner, in any fashion to me or anybody else, is that my daughter remembers things from growing up that I wish she didn't have to remember. But she made sure that when she got into a relationship, one that she got into that the person was that way, as soon as she started seeing the signs of it, she got out of it. She has a wonderful husband. Steve is a good man and a good husband and a good father. My granddaughter spent some time with us on a retreat a few weeks ago, and she has not gone through anything like that. She's had a little bit she's had to go through from bullying, and that's a whole nother story. But she is so full of confidence and so, just in a good place. And the ladies were talking about they wish they had been able to be that way when they were young, and what a good job everybody was doing that my granddaughter feels safe enough to express herself however she wants to. And it's somebody has to break that cycle. So on that wheel we were talking about, you have to put your foot in the door and say, no more. Yeah. It is not happening to me. It is not happening to our family. No more. And one way that we can do that is by having somebody that listens to us. Mm-hmm. That tries to help us. Now, I know from my childhood, what got me released from that childhood was having Chris. And, you know, being 16 years old and a new mom is not smart. I don't recommend it. But having Chris made me say no to all those people in my family because my children were not going to grow up that way.
And that's important because if you see the pictures,
yeah,
even though the children maybe hide behind the door, they can still hear what mommy's going through.
Right.
And sometimes, especially if it's a boy child, they try to defend mom.
Oh, yeah.
And that's putting them through, even though they don't get hurt, that's putting them through that. But you brought up a good point. You know, we need to break this cycle. The generation that we bring up now, like your granddaughter, needs to be strong.
Yeah.
Know their boundaries, know how to protect themselves, be independent, out of a relationship if they need to be, and find out who they are before they go and delve into a relationship that could
absolutely
really change who they could be in the future.
Absolutely. I agree with that. And the thing that helped me get out of the marriage was somebody that walked alongside that helped me build my confidence to know that I could handle things well. And just like I told somebody last week who is thinking how hard life will be trying to make it on their own with children.
Right.
at least when you're trying to make it on your own with children, you know, you have you to rely on, and it's good. When you're trying to make it with someone who is not the right person for those children and for you, you try to depend on them, and they're not dependable, and you can't put that on the plate, especially for your children or your life. It's much easier, even though it's difficult, to have to rely on yourself and to know what's there and what to work with.
And being in an unsafe environment is mentally and emotionally exhausting.
Right.
So you're never really going to get your feet under you.
Absolutely.
To learn about how you can do on your own until you get away. And that's the scariest part, is getting away.
Yes.
Because if that's one of the most dangerous times,
yes,
and the most scariest times. And it's when you feel like you're like, oh, life was so easier when I was back. And that's what I want to talk to people who feel like, oh, I'll just go back. I won't do the TPO. I'll go back. Talk to your friends, your support groups. Talk to the people who are encouraging not to go back. Talk to people who've been through it. We're all here at Creative Heart Studios, Connecting Hearts, and Her Journey Groups to be able to tell you that it will get easier, it will get better, and we are there to help you push that rock up the mountain, and we're cheering you on. You've got to push your own rock, but we'll be there to help you by cheering you on and giving you the tools to help push the rock.
Absolutely. And with our journey, we're trained to do safety exiting. We have a whole form that to help you, first of all, if it's physical and your life is in danger, you need to go. You need to leave. And there are shelters. Holly works with one.
The West local Georgia Domestic Shelter in Carrollton area.
Right.
They are branching out to other counties. And they do have fundraisers, and they have abilities to help people as much as they can. They are doing an event October 21st in Carrollton. I'll be up there helping and talking to people, and they'll be there too. And they've got counselors and hotline numbers, and we can get all those to you.
Absolutely. And if you're not in anywhere around us local, there are national hotlines and national ways that you can seek help. And you can go to abuserecovery.org, and they have national resources. They can direct you to where you need to go. And then we have, some people come when they're in domestic violence, but it's much harder for them to do that because it does kind of shine a light and make you see where you are. Most of the people we have come to Her Journey are already out of their violence, and it's a healing group in a healing place for you to be able to come to. But I really think everybody, every young woman needs to take it, because you need to know what healthy relationships are and what your value is and why you don't have to put up with that.
And boundaries. So important. Boundaries are important in life, period.
Absolutely. And we are, we're going to give you some information about something Holly and I are doing jointly in a few minutes. But for Her Journey, if you go to abuserecovery.org, they can connect you to Her Journey group. There's Zoom groups all over, every day, morning and night, that you can access so that you can have that training that they give you. And it is very supportive to me. I would think it's one of the very best things I have done for myself in my life. And it has affected the other people around me. But then also, I send people to Holly. Holly sends people to me for Her Journey, but I send people to Holly for to train to protect yourself, but not just so that you learn how to fight and protect yourself. It builds your confidence. It helps you know that you can stand alone, and it does a lot for you psychologically. Now, you have that presentation, and you were going to read some of it, and I keep interrupting you. But our goal on this one is to let you know, if you are in domestic violence or if you have come out of it, even if you're 30 years outside of it, you still need to take a healing journey if you have not done so. I am the poster child for that. I want you to take that journey before you explode all over the place like I did. Yeah. And so we want you to come out of domestic violence, and we want you to heal. We're getting a lot of questions, like I said, from the person that's been calling me lately and from other people. How do we help our friends?
Yes.
How do we talk to someone? How do we do this? Several people in Her Journey are now on their third journey around, and we find something in it for ourselves every time, but they are learning how to help other people.
Yeah, you have to process that.
Yeah.
That sometimes it takes one or two times to go through the course. You can take it as many times as you want. When I was going through my journey to learn how to defend myself, they handed me that piece of paper and they said, this will not save your life. Learn how to defend yourself. That's scary.
Right.
And so everybody that gets a TPO goes through that and they don't know what to do. And when you go through her journey, you go through levels of healing. Absolutely. And each time you learn something different. And there's been people in my class that have attended the class and they're like, oh my gosh, this happened to me like 25 years ago. I didn't realize I still had this in my head. And then they start to be able to heal from it. Once you address an issue, you can fix an issue.
You bring it into the light and then you can work on it.
But you're talking about how to support survivors. Right. And so you're, as a person on the outside, you're like, how do I address this issue? What do I do for that person? And people who are going through domestic violence actually lose friends because they cannot handle, the friends cannot handle what they're going through.
Right.
And they don't know how to fix it. But the most important thing is to stay friends with them if you're not in danger. You need to offer options without pushing them. Give them like, hey, I have this place that you can stay, you know, if you feel like you can go. But the number one thing that I think is the most important is make sure that you know that you believe them.
Yes.
They need to hear, I believe you.
Yes.
I'm here for you. I want you to be able to talk to me. Find out what they want you to do to help them. Sometimes they tell you to do something. Like one time somebody told me to call the police because she was getting hit.
Right.
And then she got mad at me because he got arrested. But I did what I wanted her to do. And then, of course, her psychological kicked in. And, of course, he probably threatened her. Listen without judging, without saying, why are you staying? What's wrong with you? Don't say that to somebody because there is a lot wrong with them, but it's because of the behavior they've been subjected to. When I left my ex, I had PTSD and Stockholm syndrome. Mm-hmm. And Stockholm syndrome is where your brain is completely wiped and you believe there is nothing going wrong with you.
Right.
And that is what's happening to a lot of, even though they don't diagnosed with it all the time, a lot of people going through this. If they decide to stay, be there to support that decision because they're going to need you. They are going to need you.
Absolutely.
And then help them create a safety plan if they're willing to do that. Those are, there's so many other things you can do for them. There's actually like a cell phone you can get where they can call 911 that's not hooked up. We need to turn those off for the test tomorrow.
Yes. If you have a cell phone hidden, for emergencies, you do need to turn them off tomorrow. There will be a national test, and that test will override any silencers or anything that you have on there. So your phone will have an alarm on it.
And I also want to point out that if you do have a phone hidden in your safety sack or baggage somewhere, it needs to remain off all the time because at any time an accidental wrong number could release that phone to acknowledge that it's there. So if you want to keep your phone, make sure it's off in your safety kit so you can have it and make sure you have a charger with it when you do get away.
And a safety kit would be essentials that you would need. Some of these we cover in the safety planning at Her Journey, but it would be, if you have children, it would be the birth certificates, it would be the social security cards, it would be your birth certificate, social security card, a copy of your ID. It would be any money that you can put in there to be able to live on afterwards. It would be, you know, clothing and essentials. If you have medications that are needed, you would have extra medications in the bag in case you need those.
And a good thing to give somebody who's maybe not sure if they want a safety kit or not, give them a gift card.
Yes.
Every once in a while, just give them a small gift card. And then they can put that in there if they choose to, and that'll help them get gas or groceries when they're gone.
Yeah. And a big part of it is trying to figure out what am I going to do next? And sometimes those next steps, first of all, they're hard, you know, but our fairy tale dream has already been broken. If we are in any kind of abuse, we are not living the fairy tale dream that we got married into, that we thought we would have our nice little family and our children and we would grow old together. On my art piece that I have at the studio. I have this little car from the game Life. And it has the mom and the daddy in the front seat and the three little boys and the little girl. That was my fantasy family, and that's what I thought I was going to do. And, of course, it didn't work out that way. And so you need to... I don't even know where I was going with that. I lost my train of thought.
So but if you think that you could fix this issue and you can make it better and your life will be better and the dream has already been broken is where you were going. So there is no going back to where it was supposed to be, and you need to move forward. And everyone deserves the right to be happy and loved in their relationships.
Yes.
And if you're not getting that, then you deserve to be free from that.
And you need to, it is hard to leave. It's hard to break any chains that you might have to that person and to the behaviors, because we do get where that's part of our lifestyle. That's all we understand.
It's like an addiction.
Well, it is. And when I talk about my parents, I said my dad had alcohol and drug addictions and my mom was addicted to my dad.
Exactly.
And that's exactly the way I say it. And if you'd read her journal, she was addicted to my dad. I can't understand it. I know he was 6'4", muscular with blonde hair and blue eyes, and people told me all the time how good looking he was. I was never ever attracted to a blonde headed man because of that.
It's amazing how those little experiences can affect you. But there's an attachment formed, especially with a narcissist.
Yes.
And that attachment is so strong that it touches into the neurons of the brain where addictions are built, which it's fascinating science behind that. But in order to get away, you have to also go through the withdrawal, which looks different than a drug.
Right.
It's a withdrawal of emotional breakage, and it's painful and it's hard, and you should not go through it by yourself, and you should never feel like you're alone going through it. We are here to help anybody. If you know somebody who's going through abuse, get them in touch with me or Margie. And if you are going through it, get in touch with me or Margie or a hotline number. They have counselors on the hotline number.
They do.
That I would call when I was going through it because I was trying to work at night.
Yeah.
And I didn't have anybody to talk to. Everybody's asleep. So I would call the hotline number and I would tell them every silly thing that I know is silly now, but it wasn't then. It was very important. That was going through my mind, and they would talk me through it. They would make sure I realized my life.
Right.
And then that's how I learned how to help others who are going through this. I can't be away and I miss them. And those are valid feelings, and they need to be worked through.
Absolutely. And it is one of the mantras when we were doing Damsel together. One of the things they had out was, your life is worth the fight.
Mm-hmm.
And that is extremely true. Your life is worth the fight physically, psychologically, emotionally, every way that you can possibly think of.
It's one of my favorite shirts.
Yeah.
It's on a lot of my YouTube channel videos, actually, because it's true. We all have the right to learn how to defend ourselves. We all have the right to know how to do it effectively. We all have the right to know how to put up our boundaries, and we have the right to be in a relationship where we're respected.
Let's talk about what we've got coming up next.
Okay. We've got, we've got the October 21st West Georgia Domestic Violence Shelter fundraiser in Carrollton. And I also do PowerPoint presentations where I talk about how to stop the silence, especially for October. We also do other PowerPoint presentations. So I would like to let everybody know that they are welcome to contact me for booking those at any type of group that needs to know how to understand domestic violence. This is the month to do it. But also, we're going to be doing one at Creative Heart Studios as well.
We'll get the date out.
We're going to get the date out. Stay tuned to that. And I want to talk about what Margie and I are doing together as well. So there's a lot happening. And we're gearing up for 2024. But for this month, we're doing a lot of launching of things.
Yes. We are forming a nonprofit. We're calling it the Heart of a Warrior, to get to our kind of started, not really worked on website. It's heartofawarriortraining.org. And we, our plan, we've talked about this before, is we want to do education. I mean, we say our mission is to educate and equip women to be warriors against domestic violence, abuse, and bullying. Mm-hmm. And then to empower the heart that has already been injured to heal and grow strong.
So we've always said that Margie is the one who takes care of their emotional healing and needs and setting up their to be able to be strong inside. And then I go ahead and I teach how to be strong on the outside. So together, combining our superwoman forces.
Yeah.
For Heart of a Warrior. We'll be doing seminars and educational events coming up with all of that. If you know anybody that, and this is for all ages, not just women.
Right. And not for people who have been through, not just for people who have been through abuse or any kind of trauma or domestic violence. It is for everyone. We want to catch the younger girls and empower them so they don't go through abuse.
Exactly.
And we want to catch younger women for the same reason. So you know that you don't have to put up with it. You don't go through it. And then if you've already been through it, we want to do what we can to help point you to healing and help you get stronger. So when we do our seminars, we're going to have like a two-parter. It's going to be most of your Saturday, which you need to invest in yourself. And we will start off the morning. We will talk about what is a healthy relationship and an unhealthy relationship. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about relationships, it's not just with a significant other. It is with parents. It is with brothers and sisters. It's with the best friend. It's with coworkers. Anybody, what anybody that you talk to, you're having some sort of relationship with that person. So we will talk about what makes healthy and what makes unhealthy relationships. And then we will talk about our negative thought patterns, which is what keeps us in it. We think we're not worth more. That's all that we deserve. Or we did something to make these happen. And we're going to find out that we are strong women, that we are independent, that we are unique, that everything about us is for a reason. And we can use that for good and not put up with the bad in it. And then we're going to talk about boundaries. We all need healthy boundaries. And then we're going to go to Holly, and she's going to teach you how to reinforce those boundaries. And she says she does the physical part. And yes, she does the physical part. There is the fighting in there. There is the self-defense in there. But that builds your confidence. That gives you the psychological knowledge that I can take care of myself. That I can handle this. So she will teach you how to do that.
Yeah, we'll teach you how to come home and make sure that you're safe and make sure that you are aware of your surroundings and everything.
Absolutely.
And this is important for all ages. So I'm super excited that we are finally doing this, and we've talked about it for a while, and now that we're able to do this, and it's just going to be an amazing. Stay tuned, because it's going to be an amazing rest of the year and 2024 for things to come.
Absolutely. We got a lot on our plans. Like I said, our kind of sort of started website, we went ahead and got the domains, and I'm throwing it out there because then we both have to work on it and make sure it's going.
Accountability.
Which is the same way I did the radio. I came home, I told my husband and I told my kids, I said, I'm going to start a radio program. And they were, you are? Yes, I am. And the fact that I told you means I'm doing it. So we're telling you that we're going to start the Heart of the Warrior, and that we are going to look for your support and your participation in it, and we will give you a lot more information on how to participate and help us out as we get this started, so that we can empower a new generation and we can help equip and well, empower everybody. You know, everybody that needs it. We want a bunch of super women, Wonder Women running around.
Yes, we want to educate everybody to know how they can help and impact the community by impacting themselves. You can go out and share what you've learned with the community. And Creative Heart Studios was made for women in our community. So it's all coming together to be where it was when we first originally, when you first started this. So it's a lot of fruition coming through, but we have the Creative Heart Studios, Connecting Hearts Network. We have the Heart of Warrior Training. All of these are on Facebook and Instagram. And then we have Warrior Defenders, which is on Facebook and Instagram. So and the website. So you just make sure that you stay in contact with us so that we can help you impact people you know, help you impact yourself, help you empower yourself to be who you need to be in a relationship you deserve to be in, to be happy.
To have a good relationship with yourself. It's you know how important that is? It's so important to love yourself and have a good relationship with yourself.
And self-care because
then you won't put up with the rest of it.
And self-care is not selfish.
No, it's not selfish.
And women, we always like, we're going to be selfish if we care about us. No, spend time taking care of yourself. Make sure that you know who you are. I love in Margie's, her journey, when she says, know how you like your eggs. Love it.
Yeah.
Because it's true. As long as you're being held down in a relationship, you really don't know how you like your eggs. And when you can actually come out and blossom like a rose, then you can figure out what you want in your life.
Well, one way to illustrate for sure that self-care is and an investment in yourself is not selfish is just look at me and Holly. Holly learned how to defend herself, and she stepped out of her house, and she is empowering our whole community. She is reaching out to women, and it started with her working on herself.
Mm-hmm.
It started with her learning how to defend herself, how to have confidence that she could do it, and that she was worth the fight to do it. And when she did that, Holly has bloomed all over the place. You see that purple defender all over the place, and she is impacting a lot of people in our community and reaching further out. And then with me, after all these years of trying to help everybody do everything, when I had no choice but to invest in myself and to go through the healing processes that I did, it did change who I was. It took the best of what I was trying to be, and it ramped it up big time. And I can see the influence on my entire family from my healing journey. Me healing and learning how to handle things and then being able to turn it around and help other people do the same thing has really influenced my husband, my daughter, my granddaughters, and everybody around me. So investing in yourself is something that you do for the people that you love. And if they truly love you, they will help you and will understand it.
And they'll be glad. They'll be like, I really like when you do this.
Yes.
Because that makes you happy.
Absolutely.
And if they want to make sure that you're healing, then they're a good relationship. But if they're still fighting you, then something is definitely wrong.
Right.
So, and investing in yourself will impact the community. Honestly, people don't think, oh, well, I'm not that important, or, you know, don't think that, because everything you do affects somebody else. The
Absolutely.
Commercials on TV where you smile at somebody and the other person was having a bad day and now they smile at you. Make sure that when you work on yourself that you're doing positive things, because those will always affect the people around you.
Absolutely. Always. So as we end this episode of Connecting Hearts Network, we want to connect your hearts. That's part of what we do, is connect women to resources and information. So today I think we've done a good job of connecting you to information. You know that you have myself and Holly as a resource. You can always go to the National Hotline for Domestic Violence. You can go to abuserecovery.org. Both of those websites have a little button up at the top. So if you're not in a safe condition and someone's coming in, you push that button and it throws up something that cannot even tell you were ever there.
Exactly.
So we want to empower you to stand up for yourself, to stand up for your future and that of those that you love. And I think that we did a good job with our mission today.
And thank you for being here.
Well,
We this is so close to our hearts, and we just really appreciate y'all listening and caring enough about the friends and family for domestic violence to make sure that we're all safe. And thank you, Margie, for having me back. I really appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
All right. We will talk to you again later. Look for all the links for what we've been telling you, and contact us. We love to hear from you.
You have been tuned in to Heart Radio, presented by Connecting Hearts Network, connecting women to resources and one another. Located at 3 Bullsboro Drive here in Noonan. Tune in next week for another episode of Heart to Heart Radio with Margie Conway.